This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Here's a story that's fitting as we head toward Mother's Day. It's about a mother and daughter klezmer duo. Klezmer, the musical style with origins in Eastern Europe. For nearly a century, the Hoffman family has been playing klezmer music for Jewish weddings and other celebrations, starting in Eastern Europe and then in Philadelphia. And that's where the tradition is being carried on now by 78-year-old Elaine Hoffman Watts on drums and her 45-year-old daughter Susan Lankin Watts on trumpet. Folklorist Nick Spitzer visited the family and has this musical portrait.
No one knows exactly how klezmer music began. Like many aspects of Jewish culture, it's the subject of some debate. Early klezmer musicians were often itinerant, and when they left Eastern Europe in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, they brought their instruments and songbooks with them. Bandleader Jacob Hoffman left the Ukraine and settled in West Philadelphia. That's where his daughter Elaine Hoffman was born and where she first learned how to play the drums.
It was a family thing, my father. I bonded with my father that way. As a little kid, he used to take me in the cellar, not the basement, not the recreation center in West Philly. And he would play xylophone, and he would put the sticks in my hand, and he would say, play this. And if I didn't play it right, dummy, I'm showing you. But that's how I learned to play the drums. I didn't have lessons till I was 12 to read music, to play the paradiddles, whatever. Really, that man, my father, taught me how to play.
Now, why do you think he wanted you to play? I mean, girls, women were not as well known or even necessarily permitted to be percussionists in some cases. Why did your dad crusade for that?
Now, knowing Pop-Pop, it wasn't a crusade. I was there. I was his daughter. He didn't have sons. If you had known Daddy, you would say, this man hasn't got any ulterior motive. You were there. Elaine, sit down, play. You'll play.
Elaine Hoffman Watts played her way right into the prestigious Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, where she was the first female percussionist. She worked as a professional timpanist for orchestras nationwide. Elaine raised a family of her own, and it wasn't until later in life, after the klezmer revival of recent decades, that Hoffman Watts began playing her father's music in public. Today she works in a band that features her daughter, Susan Watts, on trumpet. Susan, what's the hardest thing about working with your mom?
She's my mother. That's pretty hard. Could you imagine working with your mom?
So what's great about playing and working with your mother?
It's my mother.
It's a double-edged sword.
It is a double-edged sword. I mean, it's my mom. Like, well, first of all, I have to say when we travel and we have to stay in a hotel room, it's your mother. So how bad could it be? You know, you're not, like, sharing a room with a stranger, you're with your mother. But then by the same token, like, I'm traveling with my mother, and who wants to do that?
What's great about working with your daughter?
Oh, it's like unbelievable. You get up on that stage, oh, it gets me right in my heart.
And why is that?
Because there's this kid I gave birth to, and here we are.
Why have you been able to persist so strongly to carry this music forward, whether it's klezmer or pop or classical? What is it that drives you forward to make the music?
You know what? I never thought about it. I always said I remember in junior high, I'm going to go to Curtis. Little did I know that they never had a woman drummer at Curtis. You know, I just put one foot in front of the other and did it.
She's also very determined.
Yeah.
Like, just in her, terms of her personality. Like, she's had a lot of health problems. She had a quadruple bypass. Emergency. She had breast cancer.
Women, you survive. You do it. You go on. Here I am.
And that was kind of her, that's her MO from the beginning. You know, everybody, life throws you crap. She's been thrown her share of crap. And she just wakes up the next day and she pushes through. And it's that way with everything.
How would you like the outside world to know the Hoffman mother and daughter team and the larger musical tradition in your family? What would you want people to think about you guys as players and as performers?
As players. We're really schooled players. I mean, we can really play, sit down in an orchestra and play a part. The original klezmer players were not that.
I know what I want people to think of her. I want people to first and foremost think of her as an amazing musician and a fabulous drummer, an awful cook, not so bad mother, but she's so talented and she's so good. That's what I want people to remember about her, is that she kicks tuchus.
Kicking It with klezmer drummer Elaine Hoffman Watts and her daughter Susan Watts. And by the way, Elaine gives drum lessons, klezmer, jazz, classical, and rock. For NPR News, I'm Nick Spitzer.
Nick Spitzer is host of Public Radio's American Roots and an anthropology professor at Tulane University.